The largest herring fishery in Alaska has been hampered the last few days by weather and unripe fish. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The Togiak herring fishery opened Monday night, but thus far the total harvest is quite small. The gillnetters have not reported any harvest, and the purse seine fleet has only harvested just over 2.3 thousand tons of herring. On Wednesday and Thursday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued emergency orders changing the area open for the gillnet fleet to use due to strong winds that are expected to continue through Saturday. Tim Sands is the area management biologist, and he says the low harvest thus far is due in part to the weather and herring that are not yet of commercial quality.
There's definitely mature seine fish, but the gillnet fish weren't mature, at least in the traditional area by Koluka, when they were able to test them.
The gillnet fleet is allowed to fish uninterrupted until further notice, while the purse seine fishery is currently scheduled to close Friday night at 10. Sand says the weather is not ideal for either fishermen or the fish.
When it's this windy, we don't necessarily think the herring are spawning. We think they're holding off too, because you can imagine a surf on the beach, and that's kind of where the herring go to spawn, and they don't want to be in there when there's big waves coming on the beach.
The quota of herring available in the Togiak Sacro herring fishery is over 24,000 tons, and so far just 2.3 thousand tons of herring have been harvested. There are apparently 16 or 17 seine vessels participating this year, and Sands personally counted 13 gillnetters during an observation flight Tuesday. Sands admits to concerns that the herring might spawn out before the quota can be caught or even approached.
Because instead of, you know, the capacity that we have is enough to, it would take 10 days to process the whole quota, 10 or 11 days even. So it's always been a concern that the fish won't hang on for 11 days and be of the quality that the processors want.
There are other complicating factors that could impact the Togiak herring fishery, including that the 24.7 thousand ton quota is broken out, with the purse seine fleet getting 70%, the gillnetters getting 30%. If the gillnet fleet can't harvest fish, that might mean that the purse seine fleet could be restricted in some manner. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.